Hare Krishna, yesterday on the internet I put up a pretty low-key tweet on the passing of Stephen Hawkins, professor, and some devotees had problems that we were disparaging a handicapped person, albeit that he was an atheist. And my purpose, just of mentioning that, he was, I don't think that Srila Prabhupada would really take that into much consideration. In fact, Stephen Hawking and people like him would really be in Srila Prabhupada's sights as his targets against people who are scientists who are explicitly, outspokenly atheists. Because Krishna Surya Samahaya Maya Andhika, our business is to actually give real light. And trying to spell darkness, which particularly the scientific community in the main, although not without exception, propagates. Such as, for instance, Stephen Hawking's statement that creation or religion is a fairy tale. The creation is what he said, is a fairy tale for people who are afraid of the dark. I mean, that's a pretty absurd statement. It's almost as absurd a statement as he wrote in one of his books, where he says that the universe came into being because it had to come into being. You really have to be desperate to accept that as the statement of a sane person. Someone may be famous, someone may be wealthy, someone may have received so many prizes from other similar like minded souls. That doesn't necessarily mean that when everything that they speak is not nonsense. And how do we determine that? And more importantly, when we see that nonsense is there, that we speak up against it, because number one, it's our dharma. Number two, it's Srila Prabhupada's mood. Number three is, if you don't speak up when you see something wrong with your religion, you become implicated. That's not something that we want to be. We don't want to become implicated. Interestingly, the response to that particular quote about heaven being a fairy tale by John Lennox and other scientists, who is a theist. His response is that atheism is a fairy tale for people who are afraid of light. So, and that's the right thing to do, to respond. So when the media is full of the fame and words of a person, to the extent that it has been the last few days, you would have expected this kind of thing, I don't know, from the death of someone really extremely significant and extremely valuable, not someone whose existence is meant to mislead people into darkness. as Isha Upanishad states, yes, devotees should speak up. They shouldn't be afraid to speak up, because that's what Srila Prabhupada did and I think would do. And I believe that Srila Prabhupada's reaction to these type of words and things are things that some devotees may blush to hear. But we should be proud of our tradition. We should be proud of how Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur approach these things, and not worry about political correctness or that some people are going to like it or not. Krishna's going to like it, Prabhupada's going to like it, and many other people are also going to. People who are still convinced that whether they believe in Krishna or not, that there's no rational and sane way to explain how things came about other than by some kind of divine, intelligent, personal creator. Hare Krishna.